Stupid.
I think you should get your head examined if you expect me to believe a stupid story like that.
Live from the Y94 Stupid News Headquarters, it's Stupid Stories in the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
And as we head into the weekend, well, we deal with music and government. Music and facing backlash, you could say, for some. And for one, not even music. AI, I guess, facing backlash. And it starts in Tennessee with Governor Bill Lee, who signed what he calls the Elvis Act to protect musicians' voices and images from the misuse of AI. Why does he call it the Elvis Act? Well, it all started with this.
While I paint, but Santa cannot lie. You are the brothers, I can't deny. That when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waistband around in your face, you get sprung.
Okay. You can see now why they call it the Elvis Act, mainly being that it was that song going viral is where it all started. Now, it did pass, by the way, in Tennessee, and the likes of Luke Bryan and other musicians were there to show their support, which, after hearing that, yeah, is it wonderful? Is it also a misuse of Elvis? Yeah, I would say so. Now we move on to another one that's dealt with government 35 years. Well, he was imprisoned. John Hinckley was the man who spent 35 years locked up after trying to assassinate the then president, Ronald Reagan. Now, he apparently feels he's being canceled as he's had some gigs for his music that people have pulled out of. They've canceled the gigs because he's saying that it's part of cancel culture. I think it could have more to do with the fact his music just isn't that good.
Original song of mine.
You got the answers to everything I need. You got me thinking that maybe I'll succeed.
Yeah, I mean, no disrespect to those that have the guts to go play at church every Sunday and sing their hearts out, but it's a way lower quality than you're going to find at a church on Sunday. I'll leave it there. Stupid Stories, always a click away, 194.com.